Welcome to Belinda Audiobooks Startups. This collection includes The Great Hair Robbery by Alan Horsfield, At War with the Tooth Fairies by Rolf Hyman, Bad Eggs by Steve Wide, and Who's Wheelie the Fastest by Josie Montano. Each title is read by Katrina Bayliss. The Great Hair Robbery by Alan Horsfield. Chapter 1. Nellie woke up early. Soon it would be Christmas, and she was getting excited. Today, Santa Claus would be in the big store. She hopped out of bed and grabbed her hairbrush that lay on the dressing table nearby. She looked at herself in the mirror, as she did every morning. Nellie had silky, long, silver blonde hair, which she wore in a ponytail. She was very fond of her hair. She was just about to start brushing when, to her horror, she saw she had no hair. No hair at all. She couldn't believe it. Nellie ran her fingers over her bald scalp several times, not believing what her eyes were telling her, and not believing what her fingers could feel. Her scalp was as bare as her father's bald patch. She grabbed a pink tissue from her lace-covered tissue box and wiped the mirror very hard, just in case it wasn't working properly. Still, she had no hair. She also had no eyebrows. Maybe they fell off in bed. She quickly looked under the sheets, under the pillow, and even under the bed. No hair and no eyebrows were to be seen anywhere. She was getting ready to panic. Nellie rushed out of her bedroom and into the kitchen. Her mother and father were sitting at the breakfast bar, looking very sad.
"We know, dear, we know,"
said her mother glumly. Both her mother and father were completely bald. Her mother was close to crying. Just the day before, she had been to the hairdresser to have a perm and a black rinse put in her hair. Her eyebrows had been fine black lines over her eyes. Her father didn't look quite so worried. He didn't have much hair anyway. Just a little band of thinning hair around the sides and back of his head. Nothing on top. What gave Nellie a surprise was that her father's beard had gone. She had never in her whole life seen him without his grey beard. She would not have recognised him if she had passed him in the street.